Nigeria's superstars. It's Gene
Simmons. Assalamu alaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live. Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. Ladies and gentlemen. It's a Thursday morning. Yay! Are we all good?
Yes.
Are we feeling it?
Yeah.
September 2nd, 6:02, Thursday, the Chris Fade Show. Welcome to Virgin Radio. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We're hanging out with you as we do. We love doing this, man. We just, I don't know, it's just such a good vibe. Guys, make the decision for me. Should I do a 12:30 yoga class tomorrow?
Yes.
Friday, it's going to be 12:30 in the middle of the day. Is that what I'm going to want to do?
Yes. Can you get one a bit earlier?
No, I can't. It's only 12:30.
Well, I'm sure you can. You can go to another one, or you've got to go to that certain one.
No, I'll get it. I'll get someone to come to me.
Yeah, do it, of course.
Oh, wow.
I need someone to help me make this decision, because I've been talking about it in my head since I woke up this morning.
Well, you said that you wanted to take the girls to the beach, right?
Yeah, but I'd do that early.
And then come back, do yoga.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, when are you going to have breakfast?
I'm not eating breakfast these days. I'm doing that intermittent fasting thing.
Okay, so what time have you got to eat?
Well, there's way too many questions now. I wanted just to make it easy, pretty.
The answer is yes.
Thank you so much. I'm sending a message to the instructor now. Yes, confirmed 12:30 tomorrow.
See, intermittent fasting starts, you can eat at 12 o'clock or something.
Yeah, so you can have a tiny bit of something, break his fast, and then do some yoga and have a meal.
The answer is yes.
Thanks, Ross.
Okay, mate.
We got there. Hey, I hope everyone's doing all right. I hope you're okay on the way to work right now, school, gym, whatever it is that you're doing. We've got a big one lined up. If you missed it, Ed Sheeran, we caught up with him. We're going to have a replay of that interview. Ed Sheeran on the show today. We're talking Expo 2020. What's going on? It's open. It's officially things are opening.
Yeah.
I think 29 days away from today from it officially opening, which is great. We're talking sports with Dylan, our sports guru. There's a lot going on. I think UAE and Lebanon are playing today in Dubai in football,
qualifying for
the World Cup, which is huge. We got your pop quiz at 7:10. Let's get you some cash right there. Who's up though right now? What are you doing? Can you be our first caller of the morning? Bring some energy with me. Come on. You may have never called the radio show in your life. Let's do it together. 0487155444. Pick up that phone. Let's get you on the show. I don't care what you're doing. You could have the most boringest life that you think. I want to hear from you.
Sounds good to me.
Or you might have the most exciting life.
You never know.
0487155444. Phone lines open now. Call me. Go. You know what I did this morning, by the way?
What?
I popped into a gas station here at Zoom.
Yeah.
Realized I forgot my mask.
No.
Yeah, I haven't done that. So, thankfully, I had a t-shirt with me. I tied the t-shirt around my face. And then went straight to the counter. I said, "Hey, could I buy a mask?" Bought a mask for 11 dirhams. And
you literally said yesterday, we are living in a world where the mask is such a normal thing.
I don't know what happened because I forgot my sunglasses as well. I don't ever do that.
Some days you have days like that, right?
But I usually don't forget. I'm very systematic. I go through my motions. And
maybe something was in the way, something happened at home.
No, you know what it was. I think.
What?
I think it was making that yoga decision.
Oh, you were thinking about it so much.
Because I kept thinking about it this morning. Do I do it? Do I do it? And then I just lost it. Weird. I don't know. All right, listen. Phones are ringing. Let's get your calls on next. 0487155444.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
Gotta love. I gotta say, I love our first calls of the day. 0487155444. Call us. Let's get you on the radio. Have a little chat. Lee, you finished work?
Yes, I just finished work.
Gosh, what do you do?
I just work. I just came back from work. I arrived from somewhere in the world.
So you work as crew? You're on the planes as crew?
Yes.
Gosh, look at that life. Look at that life. So where were you? Where did you travel in from?
Oh, I came in from Australia.
No,
Chris.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, oh. Oh my God, it's the first time I called. Sorry.
Don't say sorry. I envy, but at the same time. So how long were you in Australia for? This is interesting. So as an Australian, it's very difficult to get back, right? And we have to do a 14-day quarantine. That's if we get on a flight. Mm-hmm. There are limited number of flights. How long did you stay there in Australia for?
It's very strict, actually, so we'll have to...
Are you there, Lee?
Lee.
Oh, we've lost her. The line just went dead.
Should we get her back on?
I'd like to, yeah. I'd like to ask those questions. Try to get Lee back on if we can.
Yeah.
Whilst we're talking, I'll get Reg on, because Reg is hanging out here. Hey, Reg, what's up, man?
Chris, good morning, guys. Pretty rushy, everyone. Hello.
Good morning. What are you doing up early?
5 minutes away from the golf course. And I'm actually joining one of your good buddies, Paul Evans, for his little birthday bash.
I had dinner with Paul last night. I went to his baby Q place at the Media One and had some dinner. And he said,
brilliant place.
And he said, I'm waking up early. I'm going to go play a round of golf. And he kept telling me, mate, you've got to get in the golf. You're going to absolutely love it.
I hope you kept him up very late, because we're playing against him today. So hopefully
mate, I was in bed by 9:30, so it wasn't a big one at all. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
How is our mate Paul on the golf course?
He's a legend, obviously. No, golf course is amazing. I mean, I think he had only started playing about a year ago, maybe max.
Yeah.
And he's putting us to shame, to be honest.
What's his handicap?
He's saying he's playing of 18, but he plays like 11 at the moment. So
So he is good. Like, so he's 11 shots over the required amount. You know what I mean?
Which is pretty good. I mean, that's not bad for 50. Not bad for a 50-year-old, right?
Oh yeah, he looks 28. So
he's got that little man bun going on.
He does. Where are you? Where are you playing golf at?
We in JGE Earth Golf Course. So looking forward to it. The weather's pretty good this morning. So yeah.
And then what do you do? Do you go to work after that, or do you have a job, or are you just like loaded and minted?
At the moment, we're busy opening a little company. So things are moving along slowly but surely. But yeah, some people call it in between jobs, but we're starting up a new little company. Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Well, listen, enjoy it. I hope you beat him. I want you to beat him. Even though it's his birthday, beat him.
Oh, come on. It's his birthday.
That's all right. Get him.
We'll ease up on him today. Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
You too. God bless, man. Good. I like that. I'm not a golfer. I'm not excited to play golf, but I want to play golf at some stage.
I don't think you could, because I think it's a game of patience,
but maybe
too.
Maybe that would help me, pretty. Maybe it would settle me down.
Maybe.
Do you want to play golf for the right reasons, or is it just purely business meetings reasons?
Well, as you get older, though, a lot of people always it is that cliche, hey, do you play golf? We're going to go play golf. And it's usually like some type of CEO or some person.
Yeah.
And I'm always, you want to go play basketball?
Can't really have a conversation about deals while playing basketball.
Yeah, but I think I want to get into it. I mean, I go to that Top Golf sometimes and hit it, and
yeah, it's good.
I've got no technique. I feel like I'm a turtle standing up.
A turtle standing up.
Yeah, like, you know, little arms can't move much, back's just like doesn't do nothing either. All right, we couldn't get Lee back on. But it's Virgin Radio morning. Oh, I wish we had got Lee back on. Lee just working for an airline. She just flew to Australia, which I was like, "No, I'm jealous." But I spoke to another crew member recently. And shout outs to all the girls and guys working on the airlines, because before, one of the joys of being a crew member would, you got to explore the city that you landed in.
Yeah.
But a lot of cities, what they have to do now is they land, they have to go straight to a hotel, and they have to stay in the hotel. They do not leave the hotel until the flight leaves again, which is sort of like, oh, gosh, could you imagine doing that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No choice.
So shout out to all the crew doing it. 6:16 morning here at Virgin Radio. Are we awake?
I think so.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to wake up a bit.
I'll be honest.
Yeah?
I don't think I'm all there today.
Okay, come on. Turn the lights on.
No, don't do that, because then it's too bright.
Lights are off in the studio, which means it's nice and dark. We've just lit them up. Now it's like a studio vibe. I mean, it's like the sun is in our studio. Good morning, Nala. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're all right. You don't have to go to the mic. You can just say from there. It's all right. Well. Okay. What are you wearing? What do you got there?
I have a t-shirt that says smile.
Smile. See, I like that.
Cute.
Because I'm not really smiling today.
Okay. Okay.
I'm in pretty's mood.
You're in pretty's mood? Okay. So, guys, here we go.
No.
We're just going to dance.
Oh.
And I found a good song.
It's too much energy at this time.
It works, though.
It does work. Everyone stand up. Good morning, no matter where you are. I know a lot of you are driving, you can't, but I just want you to feel it.
I should have stayed.
You'll know this song. song.
It's gotta be a good song for you, Stan.
It is. Thursday morning.
I should have stayed in Studio B.
Yeah.
This is great.
Oh!
Woo!
See, you feel it?
No.
Are you feeling it?
Yes.
No. Come on.
Oh, I'm so...
Oh! 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 I'm the only one really doing it. What's going on? You just kill me. Pretty.
Could you please I'm Pretty, thinking...
What's wrong?
I'm not vibing to this.
You're not vibing to this?
Oh, no, she's not vibing.
I cannot be vibing to this.
It's not my jam.
This. Ready? Hey! Hey! This is... When I was emceeing in the clubs, this was like, yo, everybody put your hands in the air. Here we go. Happy birthday, Felicia!
Do you know how easy it is to make this song on a keyboard as well?
I just saw it. Here we go. Three. Come on. Thursday morning vibe, Virgin Radio. Gotta be a good day today. No matter who's what you're doing, going on with like the most boring office in the world, it's still gonna be good, all right?
Pretty.
Come on, Pretty. Jump with me. Jump with me, Pretty. Yes, you've got the same hair. Jump. Come on. Boom. Pretty, that, don't do that dance. That's it's not attractive.
I'm already married. Doesn't matter.
Anybody feeling this song?
No.
Call me. 04871 5544. Come on. I know your name. Swedish House Mafia. You just kill me. Could you at least do that? I wanna know your name. I don't know. I'm awake now. I'm awake now. Just do that. Hey, yeah. Say, Pretty. Admit it. You're awake.
I feel like I need like some old school hip hop.
Nah.
Old school hip hop.
You were feeling it. You were feeling
like
it.
Like, I need maybe, I don't know, like Ghetto Superstar or TLC.
All right, I'll try it for next week when we need that, like, just. When we need that. Maybe on a Sunday when it's like a different story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. Oh. Did you feel that?
What was that? What was that?
It was like a remix. It was a remix. Who we got here? Who? Did you just feel that song, whoever this is? It's Molly. Hi, Molly. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
How old are you, Molly?
I'm 13.
You're 13 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you felt that song. That song was probably, I think it's about 13 years old, that song, right? I think Rossi would
know. Yeah.
Yeah.
About that thing. Yeah. Are you on the way to school? All right, Molly. It's been great chatting to you.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
All right, what is going on, Pretty Malik?
So another celebrity is getting into the beverage business. This time it's Bella Hadid. She's become the co-founder of Kinyaforks. It's a non-alcoholic beverage that promises to boost your mood and de-stress you. And she's basically going to become the co-founder. She's going to be launching that. So she's going to be making a lot of money aside from modeling.
More money. What else?
News on Britney Spears. This is crazy. Britney Spears' lawyers claiming that her dad, Jamie Spears, is trying to leverage leaving her conservatorship without any conditions by saying, if you pay me $2 million, I'll leave no questions asked, which is terrible, which is basically extortion. And it's just another thing that we're hearing about this family and what goes on. The next hearing is going to be September 29th.
Okay.
But the lawyer's like, listen, we are not going to stand for this. I'm not going to pay any money. We're going to go to court. I mean, he is supposed to be removed from the conservatorship, so we'll find out at the end of the month. But some good news from Britney Spears. She's been cleared and will not be charged in the case where her housekeeper had accused her of battery, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. I heard that headline. So that's false allegation.
It's all gone. It's been cleared. We don't know how it went away, but it's basically gone for her. So that's good news for Britney Spears.
Okay.
And finally, Piers Morgan, he has been cleared of doing any wrong over his Meghan Markle rant on Good Morning Britain. The UK's communications regulator, which is called Ofcom, cleared peers and ITV, which is a broadcasting network, and they rejected a record 58,000 complaints against Piers Morgan. What had happened was a few months ago, Piers, when he was on the show, basically called Meghan Markle a liar and said all of her claims about racism, about her suicidal thoughts, were all lies. Have a listen to the rant.
I'm sorry, I don't believe a word she says, Meghan Markle.
Well, that's a
I wouldn't believe it if she read me a weather report. And the fact that she's fired up this onslaught against our royal family, I think is contemptible.
So he just went on and on and on. That evening, Piers, if you remember, stormed off the sets and he
left the show. He left the show. He'd been doing the show for years. Ratings dropped dramatically as well, from what I heard.
Yeah.
So,
he stormed off and it was all gone. But they cleared him.
Yeah, they cleared him because it was freedom of speech.
Correct. Yes.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I mean, and especially in what we do as a living as well. Like, what he said was his opinion.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if you take that away from someone, that would mean that radio shows such as this, TV shows, you couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It would all just be...
All good, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so Ofcom put out a statement saying that the views, restricting it would be a chilling restriction on free expression, but they did criticize his disregard for, the lack of awareness around suicide. Because here's someone who's saying that, hey, I had this depression, I had all these thoughts, and he's like, you're a liar, I don't believe you.
Yeah, like, I'm not condoning going up and trolling someone or calling them a liar, but what I am saying is, if you were to take that away and it became a law or a regulation, you couldn't do anything.
Yeah, you want opinions, especially on like a kind of like a newsy show like that, right? Like a morning show. Like, you want different opinions.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to agree with them. And I listen to some people and hear what they say on radio or TV or talk shows. And I'm like, man, this guy, I totally disagree. But it's what they
want
to do.
Yeah, it's what they want. But he doesn't have a show anymore, so there it is.
All right. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Kiss us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
So why has Nala and Pretty, why have you guys both got, I don't even know what you call the hairstyle.
Space bums.
It's like
weird, both of you, yeah.
Yeah, but did you guys call each other and say,
no.
It's got like if you two little man buns on top of your head, like a little.
They're not man buns.
Little aerials.
They're buns.
They're little aerials. Yeah, they're just buns, right? Yeah.
Pretty and I connected. And we just did it.
Did you guys call each other?
I'm going to ask one question and this will answer it all.
Yeah.
Nala, when were you supposed to wash your hair?
Yesterday.
Same.
So if you guys are the same on everything. This is
so
amazing.
So we didn't wash our hair yesterday.
So you just put it up.
Hence, they're in space buns today.
Because mine get frizzy a lot. Yeah, so this calms it down.
If you had a regular office job, you couldn't go to work wearing space buns, right?
No, it's normal.
I don't know. Is
well,
it?
We've done it very, both of us have done it very messy, but you could do it in a nice way.
Yeah.
So if I ever see a woman with space buns.
Yeah, like people wear like business clothes with space buns. Yeah.
Can we do space buns in my hair now? So we don't have to worry
about
space buns.
Oh my gosh. This is amazing.
Do you have an extra rubber band? Do you have two rubber bands?
I got like five in this.
Yeah,
thing.
I'll do it now.
All right. We're going to do. Oh, I got space.
It's Dylan.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
The Virgin Radio Sports Guru.
Yeah. Everything you need to know about sports. Dylan is with us. How you doing, my man?
Good morning, guys. Doing good as always. How about you?
Yeah, can't complain, bro. So what are we talking about? Is the UAE and Lebanon up against each other?
They are. 8:45 tonight at the Beale Stadium right here in our backyard.
I had no idea.
Crazy.
8:45 tonight, the UAE.
Yeah.
Lebanon, and now is this a World Cup qualifier? Is it?
Yeah, it's a World Cup qualifier. I wanted to get everyone on the bandwagon now. You know, usually the World Cup sneaks up on us, and all of a sudden we're like, oh yeah, it's starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
The qualifiers are underway, and we still got a shot to go to Qatar next year.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
Okay, so hold on, Dylan. I don't know if you know Chris is Lebanese. Now I know you love the UAE too, Chris. It's UAE versus Lebanon tonight. Who would you?
Why would you do
whose
that?
Whose side are you going to be on? This is huge.
Oh, Chris. Who are you going with?
Come on, Chris.
I mean, come on. It's the motherland, Lebanon, but you've been here now for all, you know,
this
for
is
ages.
Home now.
This is home for you. So, come on.
Well, I can't answer the question.
Just say Australia.
Because I don't know.
Well, what kind of an answer is that?
Because I don't know. Like, my heart is split here. I think I'll be... happy if both teams, yeah, like whatever team goes through, I'll be so happy and proud.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
The UAE, yes, my home, but my blood is
Lebanese.
According to the DNA test that I did, 99.3% Lebanese.
Well, the good news is they play each other twice, one here in the UAE and one in Lebanon. So choose the home team. How about that?
Interesting. So they're going to go to Lebanon and play. I know Lebanon's not doing great right now. Thoughts and prayers with everyone in Lebanon as well. That's interesting that they'll go out there and play it. Yes.
Go on, yeah. I was just going to say, didn't one of your family members used to play for Lebanon?
No, my grandfather used to play for Palestine.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, because Lebanon didn't have a team back in the, I don't know, it would have been the 30s, I think. I've got a nice photo of Majid, though, wearing the Palestinian jersey, which was fantastic. Well, listen, that's 8:45 tonight. Can we watch it? Is it being aired? Do we know?
Yeah, it should be being broadcast, but there's still tickets available that I just saw. Stadium's going to be at 60% capacity, so go on out if you got some free time.
All right, 8:45 tonight, Zabil Stadium. Get there.
Awesome.
What else? Anything else sports-wise that we should know about?
Well, if this helps sway your mind, we do have the top scorer in qualifiers for the entire world right now.
Mm. Who is?
Ali Mabkahout. He has 11 goals, the most in anyone in the world right now.
What's going on there? Why does he have 11 goals? Like, is he really good, or are we playing teams that aren't great?
Oh, no. Come on. We're playing great teams. We're playing great football. We just got a good team.
All right. Well, there it is. That's your awesome update. That's Dylan, our sports guru. Always a pleasure chatting to you, man. Have a great weekend as well.
Absolutely. You guys, too.
Take care. All right. Well, there it is. 8:45 tonight.
Huge.
I'd love to get there and watch that. I'd love to watch that game, actually.
The atmosphere would definitely be energetic,
An ex-Everton player who got sold from Everton, he's now playing for Sharjah.
Really?
Yeah, Bernard.
This is great. Yeah. I feel like football in this region is only growing.
Yeah.
I think after the World Cup, it's going to get even bigger.
Yeah.
And I believe in the next 10 years, the Middle East Football League will be like what we're watching in the Europe's, you know.
Oh, you think like a Premier League but Middle East?
Totally.
Version. Yeah,
I feel like some big dollars are going to come out this way. There's going to be huge attraction for some of the big players to come out here. And who wouldn't want to live in this region right now?
Totally.
You know, available, what I mean? If you need me to do any like sports.
Water boy. We've got a water boy.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles on joining or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Oh, did Becky just get through on the radio? Hi.
Hi. I can't believe I actually got on.
Have you got good hair, Becky? Are you Becky with the good hair?
Maybe not that one.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
The Beyonce reference.
Okay. Oh, Becky with the hair. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, so how are you? You're through right now. How are you feeling?
I'm super excited. Like, honestly, I just thought for like a millisecond, and I told my daughter, Mommy's going to try to call and get on the radio. And she said, this is boring. I'm like, no, it's not. And I couldn't believe I actually got through.
Well, here we are live on the radio across the UAE. We want to give you 10,000 dirhams cash. This is what it's all about. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it. Okay, Becky?
Okay, sounds good.
You good? You got your daughter in the car. How old is she?
She's 6 years old.
And what's her name?
Her name's Amira.
Amira, beautiful name. All right, Amira, little Amira and Mama Becky in the car right now.
Yep.
Across the country, right here on Virgin Radio, playing for 10,000 dirhams cash. We all want you to win this, okay?
Yes, I would be so thrilled if I could do it.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Which group sings Where Is the Love and Pump It?
Pass.
What football team is Jurgen Klopp the manager of?
Is who?
Jurgen Klopp is the manager of which football team?
Not sure.
What country was the singer Kid Laroi born in? Australia or America?
America.
Homecoming and Far From Home are movies about which superhero? Spider-Man or Superman?
Spider-Man.
Who is Rob Kardashian's mother?
Chris is the mum.
Real Madrid and FC Barcelona are teams in which sport?
Football.
What is the first name of Pretty Malik's husband?
Not sure.
Demi Lovato is born in which country?
Canada.
What singer will release an album called Equals on October 29th? Ed?
Drake. Oh, no.
I wasn't even meant to say Ed, but I gave it to you. And you then Ed Drake. 300 dirhams is yours.
Oh.
I know. We wanted more. Where is the love and pump? It is sung by the Black Eyed Peas. Liverpool FC is Jurgen Klopp, the manager of. Australia is Kid Leroy. That's where he's from. The husband of Pretty Malik is Jeff. Jefton. Jeff. I would have accepted both. Oh, he'll be devastated.
Yeah, he will.
He'll be devastated.
Oh, I am a bit.
Demi Lovato is American. He's born in America. Just confirm that. She's American, right? Just want to guess.
Yeah, she is.
What singer will release the album Equals on October 29th? It will be Ed Sheeran. Would have you known this one? We didn't get to question number 10. What is the capital of Portugal, Becky?
Lisbon?
It was. You know what? Give it to her.
Really?
400 dirhams. Let's do it. It's Thursday.
Oh, thank you
it's
so
Thursday.
Much.
She's got a little mirror in the car, little six-year-old. Listen, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to us here at Virgin Radio on the Chris Fade Show. We love you. Enjoy your day and enjoy that school run, okay?
Thank you.
Amir,
you want to say hi?
Hi. 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 Isn't she cute?
Aww.
I don't know if you saw the footage. I've been seeing it everywhere, and it looks so beautiful. Expo 2020.
Looks so good.
We're 29 days away. But those big gates that were at the front, which I've seen in person, were officially sort of opened up a couple of days ago. It really does. It's just brilliant. It's brilliant to see. We've talked about Expo, and we've been talking about it for a few years. And obviously with the pandemic, we're like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
But the team have just gone forward. The city has just gone forward. And it is shining bright. We're expecting millions of tourists to come through to the city over the next sort of, you know, 6 to 8 months. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. But there's also something for the schools.
Yeah.
And I think this is great. It's the Expo School Program. And I was reading up on this, and I started thinking to myself, I've got my girls as well. I'd like them to be involved. I think it's fantastic. Mm. So who we've got right now is Marjan Faradouni. Hopefully I'm getting that name right. And she is the CEO, the Chief Experience Officer. I love that title, of Expo 2020. Marjan, hi.
Hi, Chris and Pretty and Big Rossi. How are you?
We're great.
We're doing so well. We're doing fabulous. Firstly, congratulations. It's just every day you see a little bit more and we're blown away a little bit more, you know?
Yeah, congratulations to all of us here in Dubai and UAE for the Expo. We can't wait to open our doors to everybody in Dubai.
It's so cool.
And the UAE.
Yeah, no, we can't. We can't wait either. So this school program that I was reading up about, what is it? I've got a couple of daughters, and what can we do when it comes to Expo 2020 and the school program?
I'm really excited to speak about the Expo School Program. It's a program that's dedicated to engaging schools across the seven Emirates and inviting them to take part of the Expo. You see, the Expo has really exciting learning opportunities, and the way that we like to think of this program is bringing the classroom to life. So through this program, we're offering four incredible journeys. Each one is a perfect combination of learning, fun, and inspirations for all students and all schools for all ages. So we start from KG up until high school. And these four journeys will be around the legacy of the UAE, which takes students on a journey of the UAE's rich history, the sustainable planet, where the students can explore how beautiful our planet is and learn how their choices make today tomorrow better, the world of opportunity, which is about showing them the impact of each of our individual actions have an impact in the world, and finally, the universe in motion. These are all journeys that are linked to our themes, and what we've done, Chris, is that we've connected these to learning outcomes in the classroom. So when students come and when teachers come, they have an idea of what it is that they're going to be going on in terms of journeys through these programs.
It's fabulous.
It's so cool. I mean, I think one of the most memorable things going to school was I remember the excitement of going on a school trip and going to a site.
Yeah.
And the fact that the students of the UAE, their school trips will be Expo 2020. Like,
yeah,
that's
pretty
just
cool.
Incredible. And they get to learn so much while they're there. It's just, what a great experience.
If you need more info, schools.expo2020dubai.com. That's schools.expo2020dubai.com. Obviously, I know a lot of teachers are on the way to school.
Mm.
And, and I want you to take that down. And you can have a look at it, schools.expo2020dubai.com. Mm. And students, if you're interested, tell your schools about it as well. Because,
tell your teachers, yeah.
Yeah, the Four Journeys Inside is happening, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So we're 29 days away. Are we ready? Marjan, are we ready to do this?
We're totally ready, and we can't wait for everyone to come through our doors and then decide what is Expo to them. There is everything for everyone, and specifically on the school journeys, as you mentioned, for teachers, they can book on our system on the schools.expo2020dubai.com. And with that booking, then they'll be getting a guide when they come to Expo. We have specific parking for the buses, but we're absolutely ready, and we can't wait to welcome anyone who comes through our doors. So we're really excited.
All right. Thank you so much. Your Chief Experience Officer. Best title in the country, by the way.
Yeah.
Best title in the country.
You.
Thank you again. We'll chat to you soon. I want to keep talking to you throughout the Expo. There's a lot that we're going to continue to learn and sort of, I'm sure you guys are going to be releasing more and more throughout the month. So always thanks for your time, okay?
Can't wait. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you.
Pleasure, honor. There it is. Schools.expo2020dubai.com.
You know, the UAE is home to so many of us. Whether you've only been here for a few months, a year, it quickly just becomes our comfort, our place. And we have such pride in the UAE. And something so special, Chris, has happened to you with you calling the UAE your home, right?
I brought my passport in. I brought it in.
It's a big deal.
So it was nearly 4 months ago that I got the phone call. Because people were like, how did you get the golden visa? Like, what's the process? And I was like, you know what? I was at home, sitting on the couch, had my daughters next to me. I forget what we were watching. And the phone rang. It was a number that I don't know.
Mm.
I don't usually answer, actually, numbers that I don't know. I took it. Hello? And hi, this is da-da-da from His Highness office, et cetera, et cetera. I said, oh, hi. And they just said, we'd like to congratulate you on getting the golden visa. And I went, what?
Wow.
Yeah. Insane. What a call.
And I remember just like, sort of like, whoa, goosebumps.
Yeah.
You know.
Emotions.
Yeah, like it was emotional. It was very, very emotional. And then I said, okay, well, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Like, what do I do? And they said, well, just, you'll have to, send us in your details, your passport, et cetera. We'll look after everything. And so I said, thanks so much. So it took me 3 months just to get some of the documents I needed. I had my passport nearly expiring in Australia, so I just wanted to get that redone and a few things sorted. And yesterday I got my passport back.
Oh, it's there!
And I am officially on the golden visa.
I'll show it to you.
Hold on, let me open it to the page.
I'm so excited.
And I just want to say that 13 years ago, I moved to this beautiful country, the United Arab Emirates, and I knew no one, and I didn't know much about this country. I remember getting onto Google at the time and trying to work out, I knew about Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and there was a few, the Burj Al Arab was here, the Burj Khalifa was half built, and I remember just thinking to myself, well, let's come out here and have a bit of fun and, help start a radio station like this that I'm on now. And 13 years later, there's no other place I'd rather be right now than in this city, Dubai, in this country, the United Arab Emirates. It's giving me everything I could have ever dreamt of. An average guy from Sydney, Australia, doing what I've done here in the last 13 years. I pinch myself every single day. Let me cover the numbers here on that golden visa. But that's basically how it looks like right there. You can
look
see
at how fabulous your photo is.
I know. I got a good photo.
That is such a great photo.
It's not the typical sort of passport photo there, right?
I'm loving it. I love that.
Yeah. So
hand it over. I want to touch it.
And there you go. Have a look. So I just wanted to say thank you.
Cool.
Thank you so much to the UAE. What more can I say? And look at the year that visa ends.
2031.
Right.
That is, that, what an honor. So cool.
So the kids,
so cool.
Kids have got theirs as well.
So cool.
Inshallah, when Brianna and I sign those documents of getting married, she'll have it as well. So I'm super honored. I'm super blessed. I'm super grateful, and I do not take it for granted. And I can only hope that, you know, I stay here for another 10 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. Well, now you have to.
I will.
Because it helps you when you're starting up companies as well, right, apparently?
Ross is looking into it now.
I mean, I've got a couple of business ideas if you fancy it.
Sure. Let me have a chat to you.
Okay.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Yeah, we've got all the gossip with Pretty. Phone guy Eddie Nala, they're in the studio. They're usually sitting in studio number two. We've got them in studio number one today.
Yeah.
Rossi's here just hanging out. Let's check out Pretty's Gossip.
Well, it's good that Nala's here because she's going to tell us about the importance of this. Oh. It was Zendaya's birthday yesterday. Oh. See, she turned 25. And everyone, the whole world, was just waiting for Tom Holland, her rumored man and Spider-Man co-star, to say something, to post something, to do something.
And did he?
Yes! He did. He came through. Our man came through. He put up a picture of them two and he said, "My MJ," which is her character's name in Spider-Man, "have the happiest of birthdays. Give me a call when you're up. XXX. And then hours later, Zendaya replied, "Calling now," followed by a heart emoji. That is the biggest public acknowledgement Tom has given. Now, if you remember last month, these two were caught. A lot of PDA, paparazzi photos. They still haven't confirmed their relationship. But the fact that he started with my MJ is like a big deal.
Oh. Very cute. You know,
cute couple.
You know, like 5 years ago, we had Zendaya in our studio hanging out. We hung out the whole day. She was super, super cool.
She seemed so cool. Yeah. She's very nice.
She was very nice.
Got her head on straight.
Yeah, I've still got her father's WhatsApp number. I should WhatsApp him at some stage. Be like, "Yo, can we get your daughter back on?"
For sure. Yeah.
Let's see. Or maybe she's too like Hollywood too now. Big.
I don't know.
Like Cardi B now.
No. Yeah.
I feel like she would still be quite down. Her parents, I think, would make sure she remains down to earth. And finally, crazy headline. Kanye West is a cheater, if you're wondering what went wrong in that relationship.
Really? I didn't think you would.
Kanye West apparently cheated on Kim after she welcomed her first two kids with him. Multiple sources have confirmed that the lyrics in his new song, Hurricane, which features The Weeknd, are in fact inspired from real life events that transpired in their marriage. Have a listen to the song. We'll break down the lyrics.
Here I go, I get too lit. Here I go, I get too rich. Here I go with a new chick. And I know what the truth is. Still playing after two kids. It's a lot to digest when your life always moving.
So he says,
just still playing after two kids.
And here I go with a new chick. So many people say that was inspired by true life events. And he did cheat. After they had their first two kids, they worked it out, had two more kids, and now
this is the perfect way to get information out from someone. Like, if you didn't want to actually go public with something and have to talk about it, just make a song and be like, "Oh, well, you know, I had an affair, and then I did this, then I went bankrupt, and now I'm here."
That's basically his album. He really, like, goes through the details, says they got into a lot of arguments, et cetera, but this is the first time we've heard any confession like this from Kanye. So.
Do we like Kanye West? Eddie, do you like Kanye? Tell me your thoughts on Kanye.
It's hard. Like, yeah, no, I'm because I keep comparing him the previous Kanye, you know, the back in the day, you know, Touch the Sky and all that stuff. That was the Kanye I really liked a lot.
Yeah,
but did you like the music or did you like the man?
I like the music and the man.
I feel like we didn't really know Kanye then. Like, he was never in the press.
But the little press that you got to hear about him and how he got his jaw broken and all that stuff and how he overcame all that stuff, you're like, I like this guy.
I feel like we never knew Kanye. Like, we never knew anything about this man until recent years.
What about a 23-year-old Nala? Is Kanye cool? Do you like Kanye?
I have mixed feelings about him. Like, I like his old music, but like I said, I never felt like I knew him. Even in Keeping Up with the Kardashians, he rarely came up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I feel like maybe the label initially kind of kept a lid on his personality. Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like he's quite hard to understand. You know what I mean? He's quite hard to work out, isn't he?
He's an artist.
Yeah, I think he's an artist. I think he's eccentric. Is that the word that I'm trying to say?
Eccentric. He has a vision that not many people get, and that's create. I think creatively, he's a genius.
Yeah.
I think what he can envision, not many people can envision. The way he puts his thought process into a concert or a performance and all that, the art, you know, the graphics of it all, but I think as a person, we only really got to know him in the last few years.
Oh, love him or hate him, he is definitely going to continue to be around here, right? And there's really nothing else that you can do is either listen to his music or not listen to his music. This one, one of my favorites, to obviously Touch the Sky. But even if we go way back, come on, Thursday morning vibes. A little bit of the OG, Curtis Mayfield. I know you're going to feel this for a moment. Guys, you're on Virgin Radio. It's your Thursday morning. Come on. And don't cry. Mom, what's this?
Your folks might understand you.
I haven't heard this before.
By and by.
This is the original.
Oh, just move on up.
Oh, you're feeling this, aren't I?
Your destination. Though you may find.
What year is this from?
Ooh.
Like 70 or something?
70s, yeah. Maybe late 60s.
Here we go. Nala's mind is blown right now. She's like, hold on a second. This wasn't Kanye's beat. One more verse.
Bite your lip and take the trip. Though there may be wet road ahead and you
just
cannot
the
slip.
Dance moves we used to have back in the 70s and 80s.
What's that?
The dance moves we used to have in the 70s
Kanye,
and 80s.
Show us, Scott.
Yes.
Eddie's got that good dance going on.
1970.
Love it.
Singer curses.
So hush now, child.
Are we going to do news before the news next?
Let's do it.
All right, Ross is coming up with news before the news. Hold on. Here we go. Yeah.
Move on up. And keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only skin, so keep on pushing.
We're only going to do what Nala's shirt says, and that's smile today. Smile. It's your Thursday morning. Do you want to move it, mate? Go ahead.
Yeah, turn the mic off.
Move your mic around. There you go, mate.
Okay.
You good?
Ready to go.
He's ready to go. It's the segment that's... It's not real, just to... Give you the heads up, not real. But it's the news before the news.
From the Big Rossi News Center, I'm Big Rossi, and this is the news before the news. Donald Trump is in Dubai yet again and has been seen making an effort to get fit and lose some weight. He was seen at Round 10 Boxing Gym. He was registering there for classes, but was laughed out the gym for having hand issues.
Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
Moving swiftly on, baby-faced Orlando Bloom has decided to go back to school to redo his exams. He was seen boarding a yellow school bus to Repton School today and spoke to us about the experience.
There were times when you felt like exhausted, you know, physically and then mentally exhausted. But, you know, we were just... Everyone would sort of help pull each other through. It felt like we were riding some wild horse and everyone was just trying to grab a rein the whole time, trying to keep it going.
And finally, it's not just Orlando Bloom who has been experiencing tough times on the school run. Kris Jenner has moved to Sharjah and has decided to enroll her kids in school in Dubai every single day. Mm. She decided to do the school run today to see how the average person lives their day-to-day lives.
Well, the reason we did it, and the sole reason, was just to show that other people going through the same thing, what a family might go through. And just to show people that what they might, you know, give people hope, you know, because we had never been through something like this before. So, you know, to just show our journey.
Gotta love that school run. I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Thank you, Rossi. All headlines and stories are fake and not real. Don't sue us. We had the opportunity of catching up with the one, the only Ed Sheeran. Take a listen to this. Ladies and gentlemen, he's a singer-songwriter. He's won over 43 awards, including 4 Grammys, 6 Brits. He's had an award-winning role on Game of Thrones. We believe it deserved an Emmy. He's got a new single out. He's a father. He's a legend. We've been waiting for him. It's Ed Sheeran!
Hey! How you doing, man?
Mate, we're doing all right. Last time we caught up, it was in the in a little sort of garage area in Dubai.
Yeah, I remember.
You rocked up on your own, and that day that you rocked up on your own, we just said, this guy's an absolute legend. Yep. There's no entourage. It's just the world's greatest singer coming up to do an interview, so thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, man. I mean, there is actually an entourage on tour, but they've all got jobs, so they were probably all doing their jobs.
Just doing their thing. First thing I want to kick off with, Ken, you, how's the sight? You did LASIK eye surgery. I've done this. Is it good? How does it feel?
Yeah, dude. I went in to get it done in like 2016, and they said you can't get it done. You have an astigmatism, so you can't get it done. So I just went more years being like, okay, I'll just carry on wearing glasses. And then I met a guy one time. He was like, no, I have an astigmatism too. You can get it sorted out by this guy. So I went, and I wish I'd done it sooner. It's the most amazing thing. I can see. It's not just being able to see or read, but colors look different now. It's really, everything's more vivid.
Are you doing, I did this for a while, just pushing the bridge of my nose where my glasses were.
I definitely, because my glasses were always on my bedside table. So in the morning, I sometimes reach for them and then remember that I don't wear them anymore.
And how good's like being able to fall asleep watching TV? You don't have to take the glasses off.
Yeah, I know. I do miss, there's a certain comfort in having glasses. There's a certain, like, it feels, for some reason, I find comfort in it. But yeah, it's definitely changed a lot of things. What's mad, though, is my wife has never worn glasses. And literally the week that I had laser surgery, she went in and got her eyes tested. And it turns out she needs glasses. So now she's stopped wearing them and I've stopped wearing them.
Love it. It's ironic. Ironic. Yeah. Bad Habits, we're loving it. The single, just unbelievable. Now, it wasn't the original plan. Is this right? I know that you've spoken about this before, but it wasn't the original plan. And I said on radio the other day, Ed Sheeran and Coldplay know music better than I do. Like, you know the songs I'm going to like before I like them. I hear it and I go, oh, yeah, it's all right. And then, like, 3 times in, I'm like, they know. They knew that I was going to like this. I love it.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, no, it wasn't there. I had another plan for the first single, but I really feel like I've never really done a proper upbeat dance tune, and I just feel people will need to dance this summer more than they'll need a depressing acoustic song.
But we love the depressing acoustic songs too. What's the rest of the album going to feel like?
Depressing acoustic songs.
Yeah. We like it.
Yeah. Yes.
We played Bad Habits the other day, and straight out of it, I just went into A-Team because I was like, you know what? I want to just balance this up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, the album is definitely balanced. I mean, Bad Habits is the most different song on there by a long stretch. So, I mean, if you're a fan of my work with just an acoustic guitar, you're going to like the record.
Have you decided when you go on tour now, are you doing the pedal or are you going up with the whole band? Because I think you're in sort of split minds here.
I'm still really enjoying playing with the band, but I would definitely have the pedal on tour. Like, I would never, ever not use the pedal. But I would just add different elements to make the show a bit different.
So a mix of both, a little bit?
Yeah, well, I think my idea was to use the pedal on the songs that it's best on, such as Bloodstream and You Need Me and Shape of You and, yeah, the song. I don't know yet. I mean, tour might not even happen. I mean, we've got to see what's going to, whether the world opens up a bit more. But yeah, I'm going to see how the rest of the year goes with the band.
Well, I've locked in for 2026 at Sheeran Show, wherever you are, mate. I'm there, okay? We're doing this. Fatherhood, how is it? You know, myself and Rossi, my co-host, we're father of 2 little girls. And, you know, for us, it was a big change in our lives. Like, you know, we were just living our lives, doing our thing. And the next thing you know, bang, we have humans to look after. How has it been for you, man?
I mean, like that, yeah. I mean, my life was very different before. My priorities have shifted. I think there's a different emotion that has been unlocked within me, and also more worry than I've ever had in my life. I'm just constantly worried about her.
Let me tell you, man, that never changes. I think, like, I didn't know what anxiety felt like until
I had a baby, man. Like, I honestly did not know. And then you just feel like you have this fear. And as they get older, mine are 11 and 9. And, you know, it's always there, man. Like,
I don't think it goes away, man. Like, I'm 30 now and my mum still has it about me. So,
Which is cute. Have you thought about, like, now, you know, you're Ed Sheeran, man. Like, you honestly, you know, one of the world's greatest artists. And, of course, they're going to get things differently. And have you thought about, like, are you spoiling them? Do you feel like you don't have to spoil them? Like, you look at David and Victoria Beckham, they've done a really good job, you know, making sure that their kids understand what real world is. Are you going to be doing the same thing, do you think? Or are you not even there at that stage to think about it?
No, well, I mean, I grew up without that. So, like, I wouldn't want my daughter having a very different... I mean, obviously her life is going to be different to my upbringing, but I don't think you should ever spoil a child. I think people need to know the value of money. I would hate for her to, like, grow up and then... Because I think that's cruel for when they go into the real world, because then they'd be like, oh, my God, the real world sucks. Like, yeah. This isn't like being at home. So I think, yeah, you've got to prepare them for life and have a work ethic and know what it means to work hard and get reward from it, or like work hard and not get anything from it. I think that's, you know, I think it's, you have to instill good values in your kids. Otherwise it's cruel for them when they grow up, because life will teach them those values eventually.
We're so excited again. Congratulations on Bad Habits. We look forward to that new album. You are always truly brilliant. I think we love you because of the music, but we also love you of the human that you are, mate. You're always just a stand-up guy, and we appreciate you and thank you so much. We look forward for you to come back once these borders open up. It's artists like yourselves that we actually need to get out and do it, because we're longing for it, man. So we appreciate your time.
I can't wait to come back, and I love coming to play there. It's always wonderful.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. That is the legend, woo! Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you.
I'm very curious as to what this is going to be.
Because I did it. I said it. Do you tell a friend or a loved one that they're doing too much Botox, fillers, or plastic surgery?
That you actually did that?
I did it. I said it to him. I said, I'm sorry, you're doing too much. What's wrong with you?
Details.
Friend of mine, just way too many fillers and Botox. And I'm not against fillers or Botox. Believe me, I'm not against it. But over the years, I've seen this person's face just
change
and change more. And now it's like, you know that face that you see a lot of women have?
Big lips, the cheeks are kind of like...
The cheeks are
protruding.
Starting to come out.
Yeah,
the eyes are like receding, sort of going back in.
Yeah, the lips are just huge.
Yes, I've seen
it. The forehead's obviously not moving at all. Their chin is a little bit different because they've got to fill it to like...
Change it, yeah.
Change the chin. So she's on that path where it's now just... She's getting a little older and it's just looking weird. And... I just said to her, because I've known her for years.
Yeah.
And I just said, hey, you're beautiful. You don't need to do this. And even if you weren't beautiful, like...
Even if you weren't beautiful.
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that to her. But in my head, I was like, you know, it's... People want to look good, and I get that, and I respect it, you know. But, like, I'm like... I just said to her, you're just doing too much. Like, I don't want... I want to be the person until you're starting to look like... That person that people look at and go, oh my gosh, look how much plastic surgery, or look how much she's done.
Ooh, it's crossed to that line.
And guys I've seen guys, men, doing it now as well.
Yes.
Men are getting their lips done.
Yes, I saw it. I saw it come up on like one of my TikTok or Reels or something. There was a person, and for a second I thought it was a filter, Chris. Like, I legit thought this guy was, you know that filter?
Yeah, I know.
And then I looked at the video again and it wasn't. So what was the reaction? So you go up to your friend and you're like, listen, I think you're doing too much Botox, fillers, etc. The reaction.
And then got the answer of, no, I've never done fillers. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I got a reply of, I've never got fillers. And then I said, listen, how long have we known each other for?
Yeah.
You've got fillers. I can tell. I can even see. I don't even know how these go in, but I can tell that they're there and that's there. You can see. Should you tell a friend or a loved one that they're doing too much to their face? Would you tell them? Have you told them?
Ooh.
Should you not? 04-871-5544. Let's get your calls on this. 04-871-5544. Should you tell someone that they're doing way too much work to their face, too many fillers?
Do you think after Botox. Having that conversation, do you felt like you did the right thing by telling her?
Yeah, but you know what I realize? It's a mental thing.
Like she didn't agree that...
Yeah, I think when you're mentally in... You know when you see these people that are like extreme plastic surgeries and... Or you hear someone go... There was a girl at the gym the other day who put up on her social media, oh, I'm so unfit. I need to get back into it. The woman looks like the fittest thing you'd ever seen. Like, and when I saw her at the gym, I said, you put that up on your I said, look at you. You're fit.
Well, there's a
mentally, she didn't feel fit.
Yeah.
There's a condition, right? It's called body dysmorphia. It's a mental health condition where you spend a lot of time worrying about the flaws in your appearance. That's what it's called, body dysmorphia.
Who's the guy that I had over my house?
Nassif.
No. He's done the most plastic surgery in the world.
Oh, yeah. Rodrigo.
This guy...
Body dysmorphia. Yeah.
...has done the most plastic surgery than any human in the world. More than, I think, 55 surgeries. And I said to him...
He was the Ken doll guy.
The Ken, and I said, and you should see him now.
Yeah.
And I said to him, do you not feel like you've done enough? No. He couldn't even breathe out of his nose because he had done his nose so many times that the nasal passages have collapsed. So he's
deviated, and
he still says he wants more done. What do you think, Anthony? Do you tell someone that they've had too much work done?
So I don't think that it's any friend's place to say that you're doing too much of anything, because I think with plastic surgery and medical aesthetics, there's a stigma that that's extreme, but why is it more extreme than getting your eyebrows tinted or changing the way that you dress? It's all the same. It's all about your perspective about what is in fashion, what is beautiful. And I think instead, maybe you can just become more educated about why your friend feels like she first wanted to do this.
That's an interesting viewpoint. I get what you're saying there.
Yeah, but I don't agree with it one bit. Like, I know it's about perspective of what is normal, I guess, right? Yeah. Like what? Yeah. Why does it look... My friend, it's a mental thing, I believe, Anthony.
Well, maybe it is, Anthony, maybe it is the... It goes back to the body dysmorphia. It's that.
It's the same guys, and Anthony, tell me about this. The same guys that take supplements and steroids in a gym... who look at themselves in a mirror and go, I need to get bigger. And they just keep injecting, or they keep taking. It never stops. Mm. And they're damaging their body. Like, it's the same thing for me.
So how you would respond to someone still looking in the mirror, not seeing themselves, you wouldn't respond to them saying, oh, stop thinking like that. You would be more resourceful, try to connect them to the proper resources. You wouldn't just tell them, stop being stressed or stop looking at yourself in that way. So you also can't pull that person away from this thing that makes them feel more in tune with the beauty. You need to kind of go around it a more resourceful way, connecting with professionals, if you believe that it's a body dysmorphia issue.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
That is good advice. But I have done that. Like I have said, like it's a, you know, I've told the person, hey, I think this stems from like earlier on things that happened in her life. You're beautiful. You're amazing. You don't need to do this one. Maybe go talk to someone about it.
Yeah, maybe because she does. Yeah, maybe she needs to.
Maggie, you think I shouldn't either?
Yeah, absolutely. I think your body, your choice.
Yeah, your body, your choice. So you just keep doing it.
Yeah, for me, I don't do it anymore because I just can't afford it anymore. But I truly believe that, like you say, it might be suggesting some mental problems or some self acceptance, and maybe people need that, and that's their own call to make. So would you tell someone who eats too much and gets overweight, would you go and say, oh, you eat too much? No, you wouldn't.
Well, no, if my friend was obese and I felt like he was going to have a heart attack in the next 5 years, I'd sit down with him and say, brother, we need to change something in your life. Let's get you going. I want to see you live forever. Now, I guess this is different because, I mean, fillers and Botox, from what I understand, aren't going to kill you. Well, you don't know, but they're not going to kill you, from what I understand. Maggie, I hear it. Miriam, should I or should I not tell the friend to stop getting Botox and fillers because she's starting to look like, in my eyes, someone completely different and deformed?
Yeah,
Yeah, I get you. Definitely the point about your body, your choice is so true. But I feel like hearing it from a close person, I would tell them like the point in a very nice way. Sometimes I sit with my mom and she opens up these topics and I always tell her, you don't need it. If you want it to feel like self-sufficient or whatever, then just do it once to see how you look like. But don't keep it as a habit because it will get dangerous, honestly.
Yeah. No, I feel a lot of calls coming in. It's really split. Omar saying I should tell him. Manor saying don't tell him. It's more about the mental health side of things, which I get. Like, maybe, the mental health side of thing, I get it.
Maybe I'm assuming that this wasn't received very well by your friend, right?
It was like, all right. I mean, we've been friends for a long time. It was just a general conversation.
But nothing really changed in her mind.
No. She'll go again.
Right.
And again, and again, and again.
But as you said, maybe if it is a mental health thing, maybe, you know, what Anthony said earlier, maybe it is time to point her to the direction of someone to talk to or whatnot. I mean, there's so many factors that go into this, right?
Yeah.
Like the reasons as to why someone chooses to go ahead with something like this. So that's a hard one. It's a hard one.
Yeah, so
it's
many calls.
Because it's like if you see your friend, no matter whether it's fillers, whatever it is, doing something that you feel may be harmful to them.
Yeah, you love them. You love them, and she's beautiful.
You're
she's
looking
like,
out for them.
She looks great. Like, doesn't even need it. Like, I'm not against fillers and Botox and all that. You want a little bit of it there and there? Mm. I get it. Do your touch-ups. Yeah. Get your lips done, whatever it is. But I'm just like, it's to the point where it's like, it's one of those people that you look at and go, whoa.
Yeah, but like, I think with these things, these people may come to the realization themselves. You know, like what you were saying about the bodybuilders who get so big, so jacked, and then they realize that that's not the right life for them, and they sort of revert back. Yeah, so maybe she just have to decide on her own.
As someone like myself who struggles a lot with self-esteem, it's hard when...
Why are you struggling with self-esteem for?
Always, my whole life. And if someone... When someone external, even though how close they are to you, comes and tells you, oh, you're beautiful the way that you are and you look great, it doesn't matter. It's just noise in your head.
Yeah.
So I can also understand from her perspective until she feels...
Yeah, it's more of a mental thing.
Yeah, until she feels like she looks right in the mirror, it's really hard to make that call.
All right. Well, there we go. So maybe if you are going to tell them, maybe go the mental side of it. Like, maybe there's a deeper thing that's in there, the reason why they're doing it. Similar to people have eating disorders.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm learning. We're learning together here. All right, anyone? I'm going to get some Botox now, guys. Hello, Sam. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fabulous. What's going on? What's happening in Sam's life?
Oh, yeah. So today is my last day at work and I was driving to the office and I thought of you guys because every morning you guys have been a part of my morning routine.
Oh.
I love, enjoy so much listening to your show. And I felt a bit emotional, you know, the last time I'm going to work and I'm going to miss you guys.
Oh, we're gonna miss you. It's your last day. What's going on? Are you moving or what's happening?
Yeah, I'm unfortunately leaving Dubai maybe in a month. Oh. And you know, that's going to change. And when I moved to Dubai 3 years back and I started driving, listening to your show, and that kind of, you know, kept me very positive in the morning. You gave me a lot of hope and your stories have really, you know, touched my heart so much. So today when I was listening to you guys, I felt a bit like, you know, oh my God, I'm going to miss them so much. Oh. I've not seen them, I've not met them, but you know, have been such a huge part of my morning routine.
Well, we're going to miss you so much. And you made us, I think, all emotional as well. That means a lot. You know, we're going to miss you. Hey, listen, we do a podcast show every day, so the show goes up. If you just search for Chris Fade Show on your podcast, you can still listen to the show. Where are you moving to?
So I am moving to the UK.
The UK.
Nice. Which part of the UK?
London.
London town.
Any tips there, Ross?
Yeah, enjoy it. get on the metro before you go. Get used to the tube because you're going to be on it a lot.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, guys.
Well, God bless you. We love you so much. And we're not going to say we're going to miss you because we're still going to be hanging out with each other, all right?
Definitely. And you guys keep up the amazing job because, you know, you're touching so many people's lives. You're inspiring so many of us, you know. And that itself is so amazing. So thank you for, you know, being so amazing, giving us so much positivity and love. And God bless you guys as well. And I'll always listen to the show wherever I am.
We love you. Thank you, Sam. Virgin Radio 104.4, your Thursday morning.
Yeah!
We have made it. It is time to say goodbye.
What is this?
It is the end of the show. We haven't, we have done it for a week, another week together. First week back at school, so that it was a very busy first week as well.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It flew by when you have fun, doesn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you had fun this week? You sure? You did, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
He sips that cup of coffee there.
Got to get it in me, you know, a bit of caffeine.
Had to finish off the show. Sip it. Have one more sip. Have one more sip.
This is a latte.
There we go.
It's lovely.
What kind of milk?
I think it's just regular. Ooh. You know, it's,
there's nothing wrong with just regular milk. I think we
no, there's nothing wrong with it, but yeah, it's not normal for Rossi.
Why not? Have you seen what this guy eats?
Yeah.
That's true.
This guy's demolishing everything.
Because he's always like, I want a skinny latte.
Yeah, I know.
I like the the coconut milk, but that's quite high in fat, isn't it?
I spent a lot of time as a barista back in the day making coffees, right? And when I used to make them, it was just skim milk or full cream milk. I feel sorry for waitstaff and for baristas right now because now they're making things. They're like, could I get half coconut milk and a half oat milk?
Some of the orders you hear at Starbucks are just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's like a whole set. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Listen, whatever you do this weekend, do it safely. Have fun. Weather expected to be a little bit cooler. Still humidity up, but a little bit cooler.
You can feel it, though, in the evenings. It's getting a lot nicer.
I can't wait. I'm going to have my little routine back where I go. Let's mention Starbucks again here. On a Friday morning, go to Starbucks, get my Fade Fit snacks.
Oh, yes.
With the kids. And then we drive down to Kite Beach. I love it every Friday.
Yeah, I might do a little beach run this morning, tomorrow morning. I'm going to see if I can get there. Listen, whatever you do, as we said, do it safe. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.